Life is full of ups and downs. When in the valley, where do you go? When others are in the valley, how do you encourage them? Do you ever question, where is God? Today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. This is episode 2. I am your host, Dave Pritchard. Thank you so much for joining us today. Just a brief thought today on the idea of God's faithfulness. The fact is, there are going to be days that you struggle. There are going to be days where the people around you struggle. Maybe things aren't going the way that you thought they were going to go, or maybe even ways that you had hoped that they would go. The question is, what does Scripture say about that? If we look in Exodus 6, we find that Moses is in a very similar situation. Things aren't going the way that he thought they were going to go. He's in despair. He's down and out, struggling with that situation. If we look at Exodus 5, briefly, verses 22 and 23, it says, "Then Moses turned to the Lord and said, 'O Lord, why have you done evil to this people? Why did you ever send me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people, and you have not delivered your people at all.'" See, if you remember in Exodus 3, God had called Moses to go to Egypt and rescue the Israelites. They were in slavery under the Egyptians, and God said, "Moses, you're my guy. I want you to go and deliver them, and I'm going to deliver them out of Egypt with your help and take them to the promised land." And so Moses has had this promise from God. He's acting in faith. And he goes to Egypt, and he addresses Pharaoh, and he says, "Let my people go." And it didn't go well. The people of Israel were slaves who were tasked with making bricks. And Pharaoh's response to Moses was, basically, "Don't you know who I am? It's not going to go that way, Moses. And since you came, and since you made such a ridiculous request, the people are still going to be charged with making bricks. The quota that they have to meet every day, it's going to be the same, but we're not giving them any supplies. They're going to have to work twice as hard to meet that same quota." And you can imagine the reaction of the people from that situation. They were not very happy. Here their workload is basically doubled because now they have to go and find the straw that they're going to have to use to make the bricks. So they take a miserable situation, and now it's even more miserable. So you can understand how Moses felt. This isn't what I was told was going to happen. This is not the promise that I remember you telling me, God. I'm not seeing the results that I thought I was going to see. So Moses is in a dark place. He knows what God said, but he's not seeing the result of that. Essentially, Moses and God are not on the same timeline. Maybe you felt like a similar situation, a similar feeling. You know, I really thought God was leading me to do this. Maybe if you're a coach, I really think that God has called me into coaching to have a positive effect on the lives of these young men or young women. And just in this certain time frame, it's not going well. So you feel similar to the way Moses felt. But we look at Scripture, and I want to see how God addresses this charge by Moses, where he basically says, "What's going on? This is what you said, but I'm not seeing the fruit of it." And if we look in Exodus chapter 6, verses 1 through 13, we see this. "But the Lord said to Moses, 'Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand he will send them out, and with a strong hand he will drive them out of this land.' God spoke to Moses and said to him, 'I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they lived as sojourners. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the people of Israel, whom the Egyptians hold as slaves, and I have remembered my covenant. Say therefore to the people of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from slavery to them. and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. I will take you to be my people, and I will be your God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who has brought you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will bring you into the land that I swore to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you for a possession. I am the Lord. I want to point out just a couple of things from that passage. God specifically says to Moses four distinct times, I am the Lord. What's he doing there? I think it's a simple reminder to Moses, this is who I am. If you go back to chapter 3, you know, God revealed himself to Moses. And Moses basically said, what's your name? And God said, tell the people that I am who I am sent you. So God defines himself as I am. And what he's doing here when he specifically references I am the Lord to Moses four distinct times, all he's doing is reminding Moses, this is who I am. Moses, don't forget who I am. Just because we're not on the same timeline doesn't mean that I'm not going to be faithful to my promises. I am the Lord. And he specifically lays out how I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I established a covenant with them. I have heard the people groaning, Moses. I told you this promise, and I am the Lord. Don't forget who I am. Don't forget the things that I have done. Don't forget how in the past I have been faithful. And the second thing that we see in this passage is several instances of God saying, and I will. He says, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from slavery to them. I will redeem you. I will take you to be my people. I will be your God. I will bring you into the land that I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you for a possession. So not only does God say, I am the Lord, remember who I am, Moses. Remember my faithfulness in the past. He also says, and I will. Moses, these are the things that I'm going to do. I was faithful in the past. I am the Lord, and I will be faithful in the future. So when you're struggling, maybe you're in a tough situation, people around you are in a tough situation, remember, God is faithful. And God has made several promises all throughout Scripture that He will go with you. If I'm living out His will for my life, He's going to go with me. If you see your job as ministry, you know, if you're a coach, if you see your coaching as a ministry field, and I sincerely hope you do, and you seek His will for your life, He's going to be with you in that task. I'm a firm believer in His sovereignty, the fact that He's placed you where He's placed you for a specific purpose at a specific time. And it reminds me of James 4:8, where it says, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. You know, the Bible doesn't say that all your times are going to be up. You're going to have ups and you're going to have downs. If everything's up right now, probably means you're about to turn the corner and it's going to be difficult. And the same, on the other hand, remember too, if you're in a difficult situation now, you may just about to be turning the corner into a positive situation. But either way, you can look to the fact that God is who He says He is. That in the past, He has been faithful. Look at your own life. He's been faithful in the past. I'm sure that you can list out some specific ways that He's been faithful in your life. Some things you can point to that now looking back, you can say, without a doubt, God had a hand in that. He's a faithful God. And because we know that He has been a faithful God in the past, we can rest assured that He will be a faithful God in the future. I hope that's encouraging to you. I hope you can cling to that and move forward. You know, maybe things are difficult today, but God has chosen you to be in that situation, for you to be His light, and for you to shine brightly. Thank you for joining us on the Ultimate Ground Rules today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe the podcast. You can find us on the web at ultimateground rules.wixsite/website, on Twitter at God's Ground Rules. Stand firm in the faith and keep building tomorrow's leaders.